Mr. Falkoff argues that Cuba has changed fundamentally during Fidel Castro's over four decades of communist rule. U.S. links with Cuba, the largest of the Caribbean islands located just south of Florida, have been severed since shortly after Cuba's 1959 revolution. In his book, Cuba the Morning After, Mr. Falkoff assumes that eventually the U.S. trade embargo will be lifted, but he doesn't see normalized bilateral relations anytime soon.
Undoubtedly, it would throw Castro on the diplomatic defensive if there were a U.S. embassy in Havana, and probably the U.S. would be able to get the Europeans to take even stronger positions than we're able to now. But in any event, the embargo is not going to be lifted right away, and certainly as long as Fidel Castro is there, it won't be, if for no other reason than I'm convinced he doesn't want the embargo lifted.
Mr. Falkoff says the large Miami Cuban exile community is increasingly divided over the wisdom of maintaining the embargo that it once so forcibly promoted. Remittances from Cuban exiles, most of whom are in South Florida, are second only to tourism and ahead of sugar as Cuba's largest source of foreign exchange. Mr. Falkoff writes that with Mr. Castro 977, a transition to a post-Fidel Cuba is already underway.
But it's not a transition to free market economics or democracy. It's a transition towards a kind of family rule with Raul and some of his family and all the Raulistas taking over the key positions in the tourist industry and in other ministries.
Mr. Falkoff, a fellow at Washington's American Enterprise Institute, foresees a continuation of totalitarian rule in Cuba that has grown considerably poorer since huge Russian subsidies were halted a decade ago. Cuba today, he says, is poorer than at any time in its modern history and unable to feed its people. Mr. Falkoff says democracy may be slow to take hold in Cuba because the government has so thoroughly suppressed the pro-democracy movement.
If you don't even know about a movement, if the regime is so suffocating in its control of the media and the knowledge that people have, it's difficult to imagine that one day Castro dies, the next day his brother realizes he can't hold it together, and the day after, these people who most Cubans have never heard of suddenly emerge and take over and provide an alternative.
Tired of a failed revolution, Mr. Falkoff says many Cubans have given up on their country's future. Cuba, he says, has become increasingly like its poor Caribbean neighbors, a nation dependent on tourism and remittances from abroad. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.